My good people, as always, we exhort you to carefully study the bulletin. Part 3 of the Pharisee and the Publican is in this copy. There'll be one more part conclusion next week. I strongly suggest, after you have all four parts, that you reread the whole thing as one whole, and then apply it as it fits. The first thing is, I would like us all to kneel and say a special prayer for Miriam Roy in Montgomery, who is in the hospital with heart problems.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now
and
at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
My good people, this parable of the 10 lepers, 10 were made clean, 10 had their prayer answered, but only one, and he a foreigner, saw fit to return and give thanks. I wonder how many of us remember to give thanks to Almighty God for the prayers that He answers for us, and for all He has done for us, and all He does for us. Do we thank Him sincerely, from the bottom of our hearts, as being unworthy of His answers, of His favors, of His graces? Or do we thank Him as though, well, after all, I deserved it. Why shouldn't He have granted it? Thanks, God. Well, you should have given it to me anyway. After all, look who I am. Shades of the Pharisee. I thank thee that I am not like other men. If it is true that I am not like other men, do I thank God because it's totally His doings? Or do I thank Him as the Pharisee did? It was all my own doing. And in our dealings with each other, do we show proper gratitude? How quick are we to run to our neighbor or to run to God when we are in trouble or hurting or need help of any kind? And as long as we are in that state of need, we are in best relationships with our neighbor or with God. But what about when the crisis is past. Life goes on, and we forget about our neighbor. We forget about God. Well, he was supposed to help me. After all, he's my neighbor. After all, he's God. Why should I thank them or him for something that is mine by rights anyway? My good people, I don't think most of us truly grasp what it means when we say, or when it is told to us, I am nothing. Without thee, O Lord, I wouldn't exist. I know that we believe that, at least partly, but I think sometimes, because God is not physically present in front of us to remind us, I think sometimes he gets pushed aside a little bit, and definitely out in the world, speaking of the world as a whole, because look what man can do all by himself. Look at all the inventions. Look at all the so-called progress. For one simple example, or not so simple, look at what the computer can do. And man made it. Or did he? If we are not careful, individually and collectively, as we see all through the past in history, when we start thinking that we are something and that we don't really need God, guess what? God steps in or steps out, whichever. And all of a sudden, we realize, hey, I do need him. But why? Why do we put him to that? Why do we subject ourselves to that unnecessary chastisement? It's because we're too proud to remember our humble origins, our humble existence. We find it hard to give God credit for the computer, for all the progress. After all, what did he have to do with it? But my good people, without him, we couldn't think one single thought. All we have to do, and I think we sometimes refuse to do so because we don't want to be awakened from our dreamland, but we need to just look around at all the extremely brilliant people that have come and gone, including the saints. Saint Albert the Great, for example, or Solomon, or any of them, who toward the end of their lives became as simple as a baby, couldn't help themselves. My good people, we are what we are. Accepting, of course, sin, only and solely because of the graces that God gives us, that He offers us. Yes, we have to make use of those graces, but even there, without His grace to make use of His graces, we would be lost. We have so much to be grateful for. So, my good people, let us give thanks to God. Not thanks as the Pharisee gave it. Not the half-hearted thanks that probably the nine who went on their way gave, if they bothered to give any at all in their minds. But let us give thanks as the one stranger who went out of his way to return and give thanks. Let us give God that kind of thanks. Because without Him, my good people, we are nothing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.